Riot shields.
When fierce riots erupted, police were outnumbered, ill-equipped, vulnerable in their everyday helmets and uniforms. This was the lowest point so far for Mrs. Thatcher as Prime Minister. Unemployment was rising fast, the country was in the depths of recession, and now police were struggling to control the streets. Files released today at the National Archives show in April Mrs. Thatcher was warned worse was to come. The secret report said more disturbance must be expected, that spontaneous disorder among ethnic minorities was likely, and it would pose serious problems for police. And it happened across England, starting on the 3rd of July in Liverpool, where for a time in parts of Toxteth, the mob took over.
Just turning round, no police around at all. There are one or two cars turned over on their sides. Some of them look as if they've been set on fire. And there's just a lot of black smoke coming from one of the places down the far end here.
The files show Mrs. Thatcher followed events closely. The historian, Lord Hennessy.
What is so dramatic about these files is not just the shock of it all, which is very profound, but it's almost blow by blow. This is long before mobile phones or anything like that, but we have Mrs. Thatcher's file, and we can see the information she got when and from whom. We can reconstruct it. It's very gripping. It's very unusual for a file in this archive, because it's blow by blow, very nearly, moment by moment.
The riots spread to London, to Manchester. The Prime Minister made an emergency broadcast.
Each one of us, parents, grandparents, teachers, whether we have a job or not, whether we're black or white, whatever else we may argue about, we have this in common. We all know that violence will destroy everything we value.
One Liverpool MP asked the Prime Minister to put troops on the streets, but she and the Home Secretary, Willie Whitelaw, agreed on July the 11th that
the use of troops could not be contemplated. If necessary, the police should be properly equipped and even armed before such a step was taken.
Mrs. Thatcher spent 7.5 hours that same night with the police. She came away from New Scotland Yard with a detailed shopping list of equipment the Commissioner wanted, including CS gas, rubber bullets, water cannon and a surveillance helicopter.
We went through a valve as a society. We could no longer assume that this is England. We don't have riots and disturbances here. It's rather people. Because there it was, right across the country for those 8 very bizarre days. And indeed, the consequences were very profound in terms of the surveillance, the CCTV that came in later, the police getting equipment of the kind, the riot shields and all the rest of it, riot equipment of a very advanced kind. And we've never gone back.
Even as Toxteth was burning, one member of the cabinet was looking forward. Though some ministers thought managed decline would be best for Liverpool, Michael Heseltine did become Minister for Merseyside, overseeing urban renewal. Rioting on such a scale had not happened for 60 years. It would not happen again until this summer. So, are there lessons for today's government from Mrs. Thatcher's file? I asked Lord Hennessy.
There's a great danger of excessive prime ministerial power in this country. But when you face something like that, the Prime Minister has to grip, has to take a lead, has to speak out, has to try and find the right tone for the immediate circumstances and the aftermath and the long-term putting things right. And to her great credit, that's what she's in the middle of doing in there.